other than totally destroying the Second Amendment, I didn't see a whole lot of what the state of the state is. I saw a whole lot of progressive ideas for the future, which are going to cost the taxpayers a bundle. They are going to choose the most effective ways of going forward. Instead of going for natural gas in Western Maryland, we're going to choose a more expensive wind technology that's actually going to cost the taxpayers money to go after. And it seemed like he gave a hint that he's going to try to do something about the rising oceans. And I don't know what the governor expects the taxpayers to do about that.
Does this seem more like a presidential speech to you?
No. I guess he could be running for president, but it certainly didn't give me the feeling of where the state of Maryland is. It was full of things that were just false. Maryland is not number one in education. We spend more money on education, but 60% of our students who come out of our high schools have to take remedial courses when they go to a community college. If that's number one in the country, then we're really sure shape as the country goes. When the governor says that he has cut more off of the budget than any other governor in history, every single year the budget has increased. How is it possible to claim that you've made a cut when there's an increase in the budget every single year?
You know where the governor stands on various Second Amendment issues, the assault weapons ban and the licensing. I mean, you've heard his proposals. Realistically, knowing what you know about Annapolis, what are the chances of those passing? I know you're going to work.
Well, I am very hopeful, and I'm going to make an effort to make sure that the legislators get a copy of the Second Amendment. Many of them will be the first time any of them have read the Constitution. They've sworn an oath to it, so hopefully they're going to read it and follow it. Because once they understand what their oath means, I think hopefully they'll hold up the Constitution.
Is this something that ultimately goes before voters?
Pardon me?
Is this something that, if it's passed, particular referendum?
Here's the problem. No legislature, no governor, no executive, and no judiciary can do anything to change what the Second Amendment says. Government merely recognizes what the Constitution has done, and that comes from God, and God, nature's God. It's an inalienable right, just like the right to free speech and the right to choose your own religion. Government can't change those.
As you listen to this today,